said it would. I can't say enough good things about this program. Thank you. Thank you for helping me discover this. The customized weight loss approach is what I needed. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at IronPigSmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in to Hump Day Wednesday, December 10th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show again. A lot of people listening in, checking in to see if I'm back on the air, sending me text messages yesterday. Greatly appreciate that. Yes, let all your friends know he's back. So greatly appreciate you guys letting everybody know we are back on the air. The entire Patriot Voice Radio Network working fine this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hey, I want to let you know that Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house in the next segment. And if you have any questions for him, please text them to me as soon as possible. We'll be sure to get those to Dr. Jeff here in the next segment. Also, in the second hour today, gubernatorial candidate Carla Wagner is going to be doing a fireside chat with me for a full hour from 10 to 11. So be sure to tune into that. We are still in the process of getting our podcast restored on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. My engineer, Devin Lawrence, is working on it. Hopefully we'll get those posted here soon. But for now, you have to listen live 10 to 11 this morning or on the Your Defending Fathers website, the play button. Play button repeats the show every 3 hours. So if you miss her interview today, every 3 hours, starting at 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight, you'll be able to hear Carla Wagner spend the hour with Trucker Randy talking about her run for governor. Greatly appreciate her taking the time to do that. One of the other things that I want to mention real quick, we've got a lot of last-minute stories coming out of Lansing as we head into possibly tomorrow being the last day of this legislative session. Have not got confirmation of that anywhere. I've looked at the calendar. I've looked everywhere. I don't see anything scheduled for next week, but that doesn't mean that the speaker might go ahead and schedule a last week legislative session next week. I doubt it, because we'd be looking at Tuesday, December 16th, Wednesday the 17th, Thursday the 18th, just a week before Christmas. He could do it. I'll keep following it and let you guys know. A couple of bills, a couple of things happening down in Lansing. We've got those stories lined up for you as well. And one of the things that is very, very interesting. Natural gas preemption, municipal powers concerns, tree trimming, natural gas, and different concerns over the power grid. Got one of the stories pulled up that I'm going to be looking at. State Board of Education swears in the new state superintendent, and large brownfield redevelopment tax incentive bill clears the Senate. Looking to redevelop some of our brownfield areas in the state, well, they want to give tax incentives to motivate some private industry to get in there and redevelop these properties. So we'll be covering all these stories today. Plus, again, Carla Wagner, she'll be on with us from 10 to 11, her run for governor. Text me any questions you have for Dr. Jeff. He'll be in the house in the next segment. Sioux Animal Hospital, Sioux St. Marie. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People. The families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this hump day Wednesday, December 10th. Joining us on the line right now, Dr. Jeff is in the house. Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's the weather like up there?
Not as cold, but went out and put the horses out in the pasture today, and snow was over the top of my muck boots. So,
whoa.
Yeah, yep, so we're getting the snow there. So it looks like it's going to be a good year for snowmobiling.
Yeah, they are getting a ton of it. Ian Murphy down at the Iron Pig in Gaylord said that they've got about 4 feet over there.
Yeah, yep.
So yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Yep, it's funny. It looks like the snow belt's kind of shifted from up here to now the way it comes down, like through the Keweenaw, Marquette, Central UP, crosses the lake, picks up more moisture, and then that whole Gaylord area, that it just gets dumped on.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But one thing to warn you guys, if the trail's not groomed, don't drive on it. We had guys do that, and they had to pull their sleds out of the swamp because it's not frozen yet.
Whoa, not good. Yep. Not good. Well, one of the things I think that is kind of interesting, and actually, I got a text message about this exact topic. My wife wants to bring her little dog snowmobiling with us.
Okay.
And I said, okay, you guys stay at a hotel? He goes, no, you don't understand. She wants to put the dang dog on the sled. Can you please ask Dr. Jeff, we're listening right now to the show on 97.7 FM. Please have him explain to my wife how that is an absolutely bad idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not a terrible, great idea. Kind of depends on how big. So these are the things that I'm thinking of. How big is the dog? Okay. I'm assuming if she wants to bring it on the sled with you, it's going to be a small dog. And a small dog, it's going to be very hard to keep them warm. Okay. So as far as just like riding on the back of the sled, it's not like even, you know, people have even seen them, you know, like to ride in like a motorcycle sidecar or even like on the back seat of a motorcycle. Remember, you're going down a road at that point, and it's a lot smoother. Even the groomed trails, you know, when I go down, it gets rumpy, you know, and bumpy, and I would be afraid about if the dog was riding on the back. I'm just thinking about this, like I said, from a veterinary standpoint, or like what I would have to fix, you know,
right?
Broken legs because getting ejected off of that.
No. He texted me just now.
Okay.
Small 22 pound dog, and she wants to keep it between her legs, in the front.
They get cold. Yeah, I would be afraid to get cold. I would be very careful because she's, remember now, there's what's called a surface to mass ratio. All right.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think of a really good example. Okay. Think of a desert fox. Okay. So they have desert animals tend to be very small. Okay. So, I mean, other like, you know, camels, but things that live in the desert, live in hot areas because they have a very high surface area to body mass ratio, which means that for every kilogram of body mass, you have a larger piece of surface area, and that's how you lose heat or you radiate heat out, okay? And for animals that live in the desert, yeah, that's what you want, is because you want to get, you don't want to overheat, you want to get rid of all that extra heat. Look at polar animals, you know, animals live in the poles in the cold climates, big elephant seals, polar bears, yaks, you know, caribou, moose, big bodies, all right? So the bigger the body, the lower that, the less surface area for every kilogram of body mass you have. So basically, what I'm saying is tiny things cool down faster, and I would be, hypothermia would be the probably the first thing. I mean, if you want to put the dog on, go on a spin like for 15 minutes, yeah, that's fine. But as far as like taking off and going on a trip,
riding the trails is what he says.
I would not recommend that. Even kids, if people go out with, like, when my kids were like 5, 6, 7 years old and they'd go with us, they would cool off faster than we would, you know. Same reason, you know, smaller, you know, or more body, smaller body, higher surface area to body mass ratio, lose heat a lot faster.
Yep. A lot faster. Got it. She's telling him to tell me to ask you, what if she wraps the dog in a blanket and puts it between her legs? Will that help?
It'll help, but still, I would be very, very cautious.
Yeah. Us boys club has to stick together. The husband obviously is against this idea, and so he's tasked me and you to make sure that, you know, we convince her it's not a good idea. So,
well, I'm telling you, those are the things you're going to have to watch for. The only thing maybe is if they had a pull behind sled, that they do make enclosed trailers that people can
ride.
Well,
then why would you even want to take the dog?
I know. Yeah. But that would keep the wind off of them. And it's the wind too. That's how come your hands get cold. Cause usually if you want to keep your hands warm, snowmobiling, heated hand grips help. It's not just being cold, it's that, you know, your hands are out usually beyond the windshield. It's that wind blowing on it, and when the wind blows on it, that just sucks the heat right out of you like crazy. And it's like, right. I said, even with like big horses and things like that, animals, and people call me and like, okay, it's, you know, it's negative 15 out or whatever, do I have to worry about my horse or my cattle or whatever? I'm like, no, as long as they can stay dry and stay out of the wind, it's got to get really, that's how come the deer move into the cedar swamps this time of year, because that blocks the wind. Even to the point, if you go into a cedar swamp, it can be 15 to 20 degrees warmer in there than it is out in the field next to it.
Just is that because of the trees? The trees.
Yep, blocking the wind. Yep.
Blocking the wind. Interesting.
Yeah, the whole thing, it's the cold. I would worry about the cold. Now, in the summer, if you want to get in a side-by-side and take your dog with you, that's fine. I'm not worried. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
But during the winter and the cold, with even a little 20-pound dog, hypothermia would be the big thing I would worry about. And even just wrapping in a blanket's probably not going to cut it.
Not going to cut it. That wind is going to make them too cold.
Wind. Yeah. Yep.
And then in that scenario, if for some reason she wins out, she goes and buys a small goose down blanket or something and tries to wrap him, put a doggy coat on him or whatever. What's going to happen, and how do you treat a dog that's been exposed, you know, to the wind like that and hypothermia sets in? How do you treat that?
Warm them up. I mean, now it depends on how bad the hypothermia is. And you can look it up too, you know, online, and they'll give you descriptions. At first, they'll start shaking uncontrollably because that's your muscles twitching, trying to generate heat. And then when you stop twitching or stop shaking, because you will as your body core temperature drops, got to get them in. You don't want to. You'll put them in hot water, but you can bring them in. You can put them in a warm bath, okay, like an 80-degree bath or something, 90 degrees, can help slowly warm them up. Anybody that's ever had, like, frost nip on their fingers and went in and put their hands in hot water to try to warm them up, yeah.
It hurts.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So that you do that. Now, sometimes it gets so bad when they come in here that – what we'll do is we'll put a catheter in them and start running them warm fluids, because you got to, it's not the feet, the periphery, or, you know, the external part, it's the core you have to warm up, the heart, the vital organs, the brain. Okay.
Gotcha.
I've done everything from warm IV fluids. We've done warm water enemas just to try to get some heat into the core of the body. Story on this, and it's an old adage, they say you're not dead until you're warm and dead, when you're talking about especially cold water drownings and things like that. Battle Creek dog went through the ice. We got it. I mean, this thing looked dead. I mean, it, no response, no pupillary response, couldn't hear a heartbeat, couldn't even get a temperature on the thing, it was so cold. And, you know, and I, of course, everybody's like, you know, dog's gone, sorry. And it just, I had this little, you know, that little thing in the back of your mind goes, you know, you're not dead until you're warm and dead, that somebody told me at one point. I'm like, yeah, put a catheter in, let's start warming them up, you know, and let's just see what happens. Yeah, lived, recovered.
No way.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah,
clinically dead.
Sure. No heartbeat or anything. Wow.
That you could tell. Yeah, it was just, you know, now that doesn't happen all the time.
Sure.
But hypothermia is it's as bad as heat stroke. I mean, going the other way.
Right.
You know, we're designed to operate within a very narrow, and animals too, any warm-blooded animal is decided to operate within a very narrow temperature gradient, and you really need to stay in there. That's why when we're on surgery here, as soon as you knock an animal out or sedate them, or especially if you anesthetize them, they lose their ability to thermoregulate or control their body temperature, which is why anything here that comes in that gets knocked out or anesthetized gets a catheter in, gets warm fluids being pumped to them. We have a it's like a bear hugger, kind of like the thing they use at the hospital if you go in, but it's the same thing, is to keep keep your body temperature up.
Got it. Well, one thing I noticed, and I'm scheduling an appointment to come see you with Mr. Snoop next week.
Okay.
You've started the Sioux Animal Hospital has started using Pet Desk. It's an app that can be used on the phone and also get emails. Explain to the folks what that's all about.
So what it is it's an app. Obviously, everything's an app nowadays. It goes on your phone, and it's a communication. It's a lot like what I have with my hospital and my doctor, that I don't call them anymore. I send them messages online. And it's kind of the same thing. You can send us emails through it. You can send us messages through it. You can request appointments through it. You can request refills. So it's a really good client base. And actually, it's got a lot of stuff. We're still learning how to use it. It's got tons of communication options on there, too. It also tells you, you know, we'll give you, they call push notifications if you allow it. But it'll say, hey, you know, Snoop's ready for his rabies shot. Okay, or, you know, hey, we need a recheck. And it's a way that I can send messages like, okay, blood work looked good. Here, we need to do this or go this or do this too. So
very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I requested 4:00 on Monday, this coming Monday, December 15th.
Okay.
And I'm going to call your office here during the break and see if it actually went through on the app and see if they got it. And then hopefully I'll be seeing you on Monday. I got it. He's due for all his shots, but also I need you to check out this hacking cough thing down his throat.
Ooh,
maybe
okay.
An x-ray, or maybe you just look down there and tell us what's going on. So
we can do that.
But this Monday we'll be there. Got another quick question.
Sure.
Doggy coats, are those a good idea for a 70-pound dog? He likes to stay outside, but I'm afraid of the wind, and now you mentioned the wind and hypothermia.